the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And here is the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, John Stamp. John, are you there? John DeCamp, are you there?
Who?
John DeCamp.
Who is this?
This is John DeCamp.
Okay, John, good to have you with us this morning. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get on into the program.
Well, I'm a lawyer in Nebraska. I was in the Vietnam War. I got decorated by the President of the White House, named as one of the 8 most outstanding veterans of the war. I'm the first and only one in the history of the United States to run for senator directly without ever setting foot in the United States. I was in combat in Vietnam and sent papers in to file, and all the publicity that gave me, I ended up winning. So I came back here, was a senator for about 20 years in Nebraska, and still a lawyer, and married to a little Vietnamese girl I went back and got. And now still practicing law, and just
but of course, you're
life.
Working
got
with
involved
Mrs. Taylor
in crazy
on
things.
Her effort to get her son back and to expose this organized effort to actually take a young man who was one of the victims of Columbine, and who was actually shot a number of times, recovered from this, who had actually brought a lawsuit against the drug companies for certainly the fact that their product actually produced homicidal and suicidal tendencies in individuals. And, of course, because of that, the tremendous retaliation against this young man. Would you like to give a little of the background of the case of Donna Taylor's son, of Mark Taylor, and the part
Mark
that
Taylor
you're playing in trying to get him free?
Yeah, I will. Mark Taylor was shot 13 to 15 times around the heart. He survived a miracle in itself. And he was, I think, one of the first ones shot, as I recall. And I represented him. And along the way, I discovered something called the basement tapes. And I was getting information from the parents of the boys that did the killings. And discovered all kinds of other things, including information about how the killers, the boys that were the killers, had been sexually abused by high law enforcement officials in Colorado, and the information that I gathered and started using in the tapes, I mean, in the information I gathered, also indicated that this information was being suppressed, and indicated that they were also on certain antidepressant drugs, and they were using these drugs to run them up, get their emotions real high and ready to do anything, and then down to where they were depressed and just ready to die or kill or whatever. Anyway, and when I started getting involved in this, suing the drug company, a major drug company in the United States, manufacturer, and when these depressants were coming out, becoming very prominent and popular, the information apparently got some people upset, and the court ordered the thing sealed about 1 minute after I was taken off the case, which is another separate story, but I won't go into that. I was taken off the case, and all hell broke loose. Then they sealed the records by going to my office, sending three patrolmen or whatever from Colorado to take all records they could find there and seal them. You may have noted that those records now have been sealed ever since that day and were ordered sealed another 5 years, then another 7 years, and now they've been ordered sealed for another 25 years.
And I think everybody out there knows that something, this part of the story of Columbine, that has been suppressed. In fact, we're told that part of the records of Columbine are classified. Why should the records of the shooting of a number of students at a high school be classified? Because they don't want the people of California to know about the corruption in the police force, the sexual molestation of Harris and Klebold, and then, of course, the part that the drugs that they put them on played. They can't let the people know the truth, and so they've classified the records. And, of course, John is on the front lines of the program of the case. He's back on the case now trying to get this one young man who's been literally taken over by the courts and put on drugs. And this is Mark Taylor. What was his crime?
Yes, Mark Taylor was shot.
Go ahead, John.
Mark Taylor was put on, he's been on antidepressants now for years and been basically locked up. He was the first victim of the thing and maybe one of the greatest kids ever in terms of providing information and his case providing information. And they've kept him locked up. But the amazing thing on Mark Taylor, the victim, the amazing thing to me is I've now talked to him in the last 6 months several times, and he is more sane than 99% of the people I meet and talk to, and probably more deserving of getting out and telling what he knows. But the most important thing is getting those records unsealed so that law enforcement or somebody with authority and integrity can get into the case. And I only came back to the case after all these years because very people that kind of caused me to leave it back then have discovered that I may have been right. I think they know I'm right on this, and that the mother of Mark Taylor is came to Nebraska to try to get me to get back on. And so I'm trying to do everything I can to get this kid out because he's, as I say, Mark Taylor.
Now, is he being held in a
more sane
facility?
Than,
is it a medical facility? How is he being held? How is Mark Taylor being held against his wishes?
Well, his mother can probably tell you that as well or better than I can because I've been out of the case for so long, but she can tell you he's just.
Hold on, doctor. We'll be back here in just a moment, right here at the American Freedom Now.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here. John, are you still there, or is John DeCamp still there? Is John DeCamp still there?
Yes.
Go right ahead. Will you stay as long as you can? And but basically, how are we going to get Mark released? Is he being actively held against his will?
Oh, absolutely. But his mother can tell you more. She. Yes.
And now, is there any way you can get a different judge? One who's not been bought off by the drug company, so that he can be released and tell the truth?
Well, I don't know why particular judge, I've got to be careful when I say it, particular judge sealed it, or why they still keep them sealed, because I haven't been actively in the courts on the issue and the case for many years now. But, there has to be some way to get a different entire system looking at his case somehow. And I'm not just sure how, because I haven't been around there for a while. But anyway.
All right, but
yeah,
you're working on the various legal aspects to try to get this young man who's being held against his will freed. Do you think the drug company is playing some part in trying to keep him from bringing a lawsuit against them?
Remember, I'm giving an opinion and a belief of mine only.
Right.
I believe that is true more than I believe the sun comes up in the morning.
Well, I think, ladies and gentlemen, out there in the audience, you must understand this is a gross miscarriage of justice. And fortunately, John DeCamp is back on the case. The other lawyers, some of the other lawyers have been involved, I fear, probably have been working, not to free Mark, but make sure he never got out. The last thing very powerful interests want is for the truth about the problems with the serotonin, inhibitors to come forward. And of course, the last thing they want is for the public to learn about the corruption within the police force in the area. That brought about this whole terrible situation, and the records are being suppressed. I mean, they're classified. Why are they classified? Well, the media isn't going to tell you, but John DeCamp will. John, what can the listeners out there do? Is there anything the average individual could do to help overcome this gross miscarriage of justice?
They've got to be aware of it. They've got to be telling others. They've got to be helping and supporting in any way it takes. And I'm not just sure what that method is or has to be, but it has to be done, and you have to get into the courts and get those records unsealed and go after them. It's going to be a tough fight.
When will you be actually...
The system protects itself so much, particularly more these days maybe than 100 years ago or 50 years ago. The key people in the system make sure their fellow enforcement people or officers or officials or whatever are protected, just like kind of cover your brother's butt, you know, when he was naughty or wrong or something. Anyway, listen, I hate to do this, but I have to run now because I have to be in court shortly. And
you go right ahead. Thank you for being with us this morning, John. God bless you, and thanks for everything you do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Now, we have Brian on the line. Brian, are you there? Well, I'd hope that Brian or Donna was going to be with us, because, of course, Brian certainly works with Donna Taylor, Mark's mother, who in Mark Donna has been trying for years to get her son released, and, of course, this is a gross miscarriage of justice. Are Brian or Donna there to carry on the conversation? Well, if not, I'm going to ask our listeners, if you are out there, give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. This is a Colorado case. This is the Columbine shooting. Mark Taylor was one of the first people to be shot, somewhere 12, 14 times. He fortunately did survive. But, of course, the truth about what brought this all on is being actively suppressed by the police department and the legal system there in Colorado. Why? Because, of course, Harris and Klebold had been arrested previously, having been involved in some sort of robbery. They had committed a crime. But when they were arrested, they were sexually molested by the police officers. They were sexually molested by police officers. They were sexually molested by police officers, and, of course, this is one reason they've classified the records. How could the whole system be corrupt? Ladies and gentlemen, you have a corrupt legal system there from the very top down, and because this is sort of thing is going on, you have to be involved because of certainly those young men were deprived of their rights and their families were deprived of their rights, then can you be certain that you will not at some time in the future be deprived of your rights? And if you don't speak up now, well, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and you become an accomplice in this crime. But it's more than that. It involves the major drug companies today, which are doing everything they can to suppress the truth about the terrible effects of the serotonin uptake inhibitor drugs. Because, of course, they do produce homicidal and suicidal tendencies in a certain number of people. And we're talking about billions of dollars. And because Mark and the family, in fact, a number of the families of the people who were shot there at Columbine were going to bring lawsuits, and they were all threatened, and they were told they would be destroyed if they proceeded with their lawsuits. They all backed out except for Donna and Mark. And you can see what's happened to Mark. He is actually incarcerated by your legal system today, claiming he is mentally incompetent. And that's why they have to put him on the same sort of antidepressants, of course, that it precipitated the terrible problems with Klebold and Harris. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And, of course, I'm hoping that Brian or Don will be back on the line, but if they're not, then let's do open lines this morning, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, whether it's the economy, whether it's the coming war in the Near East, whether it's the coming phony elections, where we have two of trilateral commission-controlled candidates running against one another to give you the impression that we're going to be able to change the course of our nation. Whereas the truth of the matter is the electoral process is as phony as a $3 bill. Certainly the debates you're watching, why aren't the third-party candidates on there? The third-party candidates who are on the ballots all across America, and their presidential candidates or legitimate presidential candidates. The reason they're not on the ballot is because you're only supposed to have two choices, either the Republican or the Democrat, because they don't control the Conservative Party. They don't control the Libertarian Party. And the last thing they would want is for you to have a choice for president. Who's calling in?
Dan, hi. This is Bonnie from Northern Colorado.
Well, hi, Bonnie.
Dan,
how are you?
I live in Colorado, and I am absolutely appalled. I am hearing information I have never heard before, and I live in the state where this took place. I have never heard that these boys were arrested prior and were sexually abused. And I had no idea this Taylor boy was in a mental institute, and they won't let him out. You need to continue talking about this the whole hour so everybody in Colorado can hear it, since you're being broadcast in Colorado, and we can do something about it and help his mother and father proceed and get the truth out. I am sick and tired of the government hiding things. I am just appalled that they have incarcerated this young man one way or another because they don't want him to speak. And thank goodness there's an attorney like that fellow in Nebraska who will be brave enough to bring charges against a major pharmaceutical company. So I hope the mom and dad get on this phone and help us in Colorado to help them. That's all I'll say, and I'll get off the deal and stay on this Klebold-Harris deal all hour. We need to get this out. If the people in the state of Colorado don't know, nobody else knows.
Well,
thank you.
I appreciate your words, and certainly this is one reason I agreed to put the program on this morning. I think it's a vitally important issue. The boy's name is Mark Taylor. The mother is Donna Taylor. And of course, John DeCamp's one of my favorite people. He's the author of a book called The Franken Cover-Up. They cost him his seat in the Nebraska Senate. It cost him his home, basically. Oh, after he wrote that book, he wrote a book on the Franklin cover-up, the cover-up of the pedophile network that began at Boys Town and went right into the White House. And he wrote this book some years ago, and his life was threatened, his children were threatened, and he's had to leave where his home, and of course moved to a small town in Nebraska, where at least, of course, he has some protection from the local police. But unfortunately, these people will stop at nothing. The last thing they want for the American people to understand is the degree of corruption that exists at every level in our society. And the way that they could actually have a pedophile network at Boys Town in Nebraska, in Kansas, going all the way into the White House itself, and the average American has never heard of it. The story is the Franklin cover-up, or we carry a book called The Franklin Scandal, just a little larger version of it, The Franklin Scandal. And, of course, then this is the same John DeCamp, who now is certainly risking his life and his family's life by getting involved in this lawsuit against one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the country. But first of all, he's got to get Mark Taylor out of incarceration, where he's being kept by your legal system, because there's total corruption at the highest level of the courts here in Colorado, and the good people are afraid to speak out. They're afraid to speak out for fear that the same thing will happen to them, and this is the reason I do what I do, as you know, 5 hours a day, trying to get the American people to understand what is really going on, not only in Colorado, but similar things are happening all across America. Our number, 877-254-7524, and I hope that Donna and Brian, who's helping her, will call back in. 877-254-7524 if you have a question, comment, or you want to talk about some other subject. I'd like to talk the whole hour about the subject, but basically you now know why those records are classified. Who do we have calling in?
Just Dan, it's Bonnie again. I wanted to say something about Boys Town in Omaha.
Okay.
I grew up in Iowa, and Every Iowa family, I think, at one time or another, took a trip down to Boys Town. And, oh, wasn't it so nice that they were taking care of all these boys with no place to go and boys that had troubled backgrounds. And it was a wonderful place. We had no idea all this sexual pedophilia was going on there. I mean, people in Iowa still think it's a wonderful place.
Well, I'm sure that's because they were able to suppress the John DeCamp's book, the Franklin cover-up, even though he has probably 125,000, 150,000 copies out across America. And now the new book we're carrying on the Franklin scandal certainly is available. People need to understand that there are pedophile networks and actual all sorts of programs on basically sexual abnormalities and perversion all across America. When you lose contact with God, why, of course, you end up with a society that is totally immoral and totally corrupt. And that's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, so they could corrupt our society. And boy, they're doing a great job. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's Ryan or Donna out there. Give us a call. Or if you have a question, 877-254.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Fact. Today, the national debt is more than $16 trillion. That's more than $50,000 for every man, woman, and child. Fact. After nearly 4 years in office, President Obama's policies have resulted in the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression. Fact. Over 220,000 Coloradans can't find work, and our unemployment rate is higher than the national average. Fact. Obama. We simply can't afford four more years. Mitt Romney has a plan. Listen.
My plan is to help the middle class in America. I want it to be the best time for the middle class of America.
Mitt Romney will repeal Obamacare and increase access to domestic energy resources. He'll cut taxes, cut spending, and champion small businesses, creating 12 million new jobs.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult, for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, we were supposed to have had Donna Taylor and Brian on this morning, and I don't know what happened to them. But if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 877-254-7524. We're going to have two open lines because I have nothing prepared, and our regularly scheduled guest, Donna, I had John DeCamp come on, and then, of course, he had to leave. He's a very, very busy lawyer who's a very courageous individual who's willing to take on this case, despite the fact that he'd been put off the case my impression is the drug companies got a lawyer to say, oh, I'll do a better job, I'll do it for nothing, just let me take your case, I'm so concerned about Mark, and of course the whole thing was to cover the thing up, and Donna unfortunately fell for it and fired John DeCamp, a man of integrity, was the only person who'd come back after he'd been fired, while they brought in somebody from the other side to undermine this whole case. Everything has to be done to cover it up, and that's exactly what's happened. Our number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We can talk on this. We can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about out there in the listening audience. So it's open lines. Give us a call. Do we have anyone on the line now? Well, why don't we talk a little bit about, of course, this upcoming presidential debate. Two candidates, both controlled by members of the Trilateral Commission, who control both of the political parties at the top. The Trilateral Commission was organized back in 1973. It was organized after a man named Gary Allen wrote a book called None Dare Call It Conspiracy, which outed the Council on Foreign Relations, which, of course, was a front for the secret society that was formed by Cecil Rhodes back in 1891 to take over control of the world. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really is a small group of people that control everything. Of course, the Council on Foreign Relations today pretends to be a free and open, just a discussion group. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are the people who control the wealth of our nation, but of course, a small group within this became the Trilateral Commission. There's only about 80 members of them. And yet, of course, Barack Obama, when he became president, put 12 of those people in key positions in his administration. These are the people who control the United States. They're the people who control Europe. If you think it's simply by accident, there's the current appointed premier of Italy, a man named Mario Monti, just happens to come from the 100 members of the Trilateral Commission in Europe, or the former premier of Greece, who was appointed to that position, a man named Papademos, just happened to come from the Trilateral Commission, or that the man who heads the European Central Bank happens to come from Goldman Sachs and the Bilderberger Group. Do you think that's just coincidence? If you do, you don't deserve to be free. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. It's open lines. We'll do whatever you want to do, but we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Yes, this is Jeannie from Colorado, and I had just turned into your station a while ago and heard a little bit about Boys Town, and it was some negative comments, and I'd like to know what you know that I don't know.
Well, I know what's in the two books. One is called The Franklin Cover-Up. The other is called The Franklin Scandal. And basically, this was used as a center of pedophilia. And this pedophilia network went from Boys Town right into the White House itself. This was back during the Reagan years. Now, the books are out there. You're not going to find them through the regular channels. You can get the Franklin Cover-Up or the Franklin through Amazon. You can get the Franklin Scandal through my ministry. And it's vitally important that people understand that we have sexual perversion at every level of our society, but we can't let the American people understand that. We have to maintain this idea, oh, isn't it just terrible, you know, why there was a pedophile there at the University of Pennsylvania. Oh, we got him taken care of. And John DeCamp, who was on earlier today, 10 years ago went into Pennsylvania and told them about the pedophile network that extended from Boys Town right into the University of Pennsylvania. And this fellow Sandusky, who now has been arrested and convicted, but of course he is simply a part of a vast pedophile and homosexual network at the highest levels in Pennsylvania. It permeates every aspect of our society. But the Franklin Cover-Up is an excellent book. We recommend it. Franklin Scandal, you can get through us, larger book, covers the same material. There are pedophile networks all across this country. There are homosexual networks and homosexuals working at the highest levels of our society, within our courts, within our government, within our Congress. And these are people who are in revolt against God. I mean, it's a tragic. I've known some wonderful people. I've had good friends who were homosexuals, but they were not part of this organized depravity that permeates every aspect of our society. Does that answer your question?
Yes, and how would I get these books?
Well, basically, you can call my 800 number for the Franklin Scandal. That's 800-544-8927. You go to Amazon.com and order the Franklin Cover-Up, that's John DeCamp's book, and it goes into the background of this. And, of course, we've had John DeCamp as our guest previously, and he told me personally about 10 years ago about having gone to the people in Pennsylvania and told them about the pedophile network that this fellow Sandowski, who's just been convicted, was involved in. They knew 10 years ago. They knew 20 years ago. And yet they let it continue because it wasn't just Sandowski. It was a lot of people at high levels at the university and in the government there in Pennsylvania. But this is not just Pennsylvania. It permeates every aspect of our society.
I know. We got to pray a lot, I'll tell you.
We need to pray a lot, but we need people to understand what's going on. And
absolutely.
And that they've infiltrated our churches. Yes, the only thing that's going to save America is if these people turn back to God. But people aren't going to do it because we got such a wonderful life.
Is it wonderful when all these things are going on and cover
you're
up?
You're absolutely right. We have a wonderful
material society.
But morally, we have become corrupt. America has turned against God. And
yeah,
when
we are
a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much. And I will. And what can we do?
Of course, we have to get the majority of the American people to turn back to God. We don't have to get everybody to turn back to God, but we need the majority of people. What we need is a great revival in America. What we need are religious leaders who are willing to stand up and tell the truth instead of being afraid to speak out for fear of retaliation. And I will tell you that if you are a minister and you tell the truth, you will come under tremendous pressure today.
Oh, I know it. Okay, well, thank you very much for the information.
God bless. Okay, well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And basically, America's in real trouble today, not because of our economy, but because we have lost moral foundation. We have lost that concept of God. We've replaced God with mammon.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our telephone number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call, and if you have a question, a comment, or we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But basically, I talked a little bit about the Trilateral Commission, how these people control Europe, how they control the banking system. Basically, the Federal Reserve is not a branch of government. It is a privately owned central bank, owned by the major banks. We have six major banks in America, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Morgan Stanley, Sydney Citigroup. We have Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. They are the major stockholders in the Fed. They control the Fed, and the Fed controls the government. They control our economy. Congress doesn't control the economy. The central bank does. We have been taken over by a subversive element. And, of course, behind this central banking system, all the central banks, or almost all the central banks of the world, interlock in their control by exactly the same people. They issue the money. They bribe the politicians. They own the major corporations. And, of course, they dominate every aspect of our society. As a result, they're able to dominate what's taught in our schools, and they're able to put their agents into many of our major religious organizations and undermine the moral fabric of our society. Why isn't the church doing what it should be doing today and giving leadership to our people? Because at the very top, it's been infiltrated. The Catholic Church, with homosexuals and pedophiles. And that's why, of course, they've been covering up for homosexuality and pedophilia within the Catholic Church. But with the Protestant Church, the National Association of Evangelical Christians, headed by a homosexual named Ted Haggard, who is regularly using his position as leading the 30 million member National Association of Evangelical Christians, using it to undermine Christianity. When you understand that, you understand why we're in so much trouble today. And believe me, Ted Haggard never would have been in that position in the National Association of Evangelical Christians if the entire upper echelon of that organization that represents Protestant Christians hadn't been infiltrated. They take us over from the top down, and we need to take America back from the bottom up. That's why, of course, we need, of course, prayer groups. That's why we need people to understand the moral implications of what's happening. That's why we need people to understand that there really are secret societies that permeate every aspect of our society and are the foundation of the central banking system of the world. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about in the remaining 5 minutes of this program today. But we have real problems in America. We have problems because we've lost sight of what's really going on. We allow them, of course, to take us from war to war. They're planning on taking us into another war now in the Middle East. Just as they took us into World War II, they knew the attack was coming. We actually have the pages from Secretary of War Simpson's diary, which I found at Yale University at the Sterling Library, where he talks about going to the White House, and President Roosevelt told him the Japanese are going to attack us. The Japanese are going to attack. The only question is how we'll get them to fire the first shot so we can get the American people behind us. They had those cameras all set up there at Pearl Harbor so they could take the pictures of those Japanese planes bombing our ships and killing our men. They had the cameras all ready to go, just like they had them ready on September 11th to take the pictures of the planes hitting the Twin Towers. But that isn't what brought those Twin Towers down. That was planned demolition, controlled demolition, and they killed the people and they killed the firemen in those buildings. And where is the outcry? You need to be involved. You need to get the information. You need to get some of the videos we have by Richard Gage of the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, demonstrating this was controlled demolition. They killed those 3,000 people. They murdered those 3,000 people. They intentionally slaughtered almost 3,000 people so they could get us into a phony war on terrorism. A terrorist movement that has been funded by our intelligence agencies since its inception. And who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Yeah, this is David in Colorado.
Hi, David. How are we doing?
Oh, well, you know, all things considered. I just was going to suggest on the Columbine thing that people would get all the information available and pressure the local media to start looking into this. They exploit that event so much, you know, for their emotional sort of agenda. But I think they were pressured. Maybe they would have to look into it to some extent.
I agree with you, Tony. And just keep talking and ask why won't they demand to know why those records were sealed? Why would you classify the records of a school shooting? I mean, what does that have to do with national security? Or maybe it has a great deal to do with it. They don't want people to know about the degree of depravity at every level of both political parties.
And they're supposedly so concerned
about
the victim.
Why are they classifying the records? Why are they classifying the records? What are they covering up? What they don't want us to know. I agree with you totally.
Well, and especially the victims. They supposedly have so much concern for these victims. And here we've never even heard that this guy's sitting in a incarceration for God knows what, you know. What kind of help is he getting there, you know?
Well, they're just drugging him. They're trying to keep him quiet because they're trying to prevent this lawsuit against the major drug companies. And the last thing they want is for people to understand, Sydney, the danger of these drugs, and of course the fact that they're covering up for the sexual molestation of these kids, of these high school kids. And of course it was because they had no other recourse. The only way to get back in society, what had happened to them, they felt, was of course the slaughter at Columbine. And that is what they can't let the people of Colorado know. I agree with you. The terrible, terrible things have happened, and the fact that the people don't know and the media is covering it up. Well, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for calling, and I hope people will get involved.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Student Network, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and we're trying to educate the people about what's going on in the world. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We'll give you an overview of what's going on. You need to hear my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. They're both available at DVDs by calling 1-800-544-8927. And there's syllabuses that go with them. You need to have the information. You need to help get it out. We have a great new talk. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Because Agenda 21 is the covert agenda for the 21st century. Basically, of course, they want to transform society. They want to deindustrialize America. They want to eliminate the vast majority of people in the world, and they're going to do it through diseases. And basically, they're poisoning you with GMO foods. They know what they're doing. They won't allow GMO foods in Europe. They won't allow GMO foods in Africa, except for in South Africa, where they've threatened to cut off all aid from the International Monetary Fund unless they allowed it. And the Marxist government there has allowed the GMO food to be put in. And it creates infertility. It increases the incidence of cancer. It destroys certainly the liver, the pancreas, the kidneys. All of this information is readily available. They know what happens in animals, and they know, of course, what happens in cows. You feed cows a genetically modified food, they become infertile, and they die earlier. They know what they're doing to the human race. 3 generations of rats fed genetically modified food, the 3rd generation totally infertile. They want to control the population and kill off the majority of people in the world. They've already killed off about 4 billion, by my count, 4 billion people, either killed them or prevented their births. And if you haven't heard my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Population control, the covert agenda, it's available on DVD. You need to get it. You need to watch it several times. You need to study it. And then you need to be out on the street corner shouting, don't you know what they're doing? Genetically modified food, Sydney, is in almost all, everything you eat that comes from the drugs, from the grocery store. It permeates every aspect of our food chains, and they know that it creates cancer, and it creates organ disease, and it creates infertility, and they've suppressed this information. The studies are there. Monsanto is deeply involved with Bill Gates and the Rockefellers and the others who want population control. And they've actually set up the Doomsday Seed Bank there, 600 to 800 miles from the North Pole on an isolated Arctic island, where under heavy guard they have heirloom seeds, good seeds, those that are not genetically modified. So they'll have them when they start in all over again after they've killed the majority of people in the world. You say, that's crazy talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great CD set on genetically modified food. We did a wonderful program last night with Russell Blaylock. You can see that on my website at RadioLiberty.com. The archive programs at RadioLiberty.com. listen to Russell Blaylock, the talk he gave on my program last night on the lethal effect of genetically modified food. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, please, for America. The great Radio Liberty, our provision on the so, Carl, may the Lord be with you.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure